As I was saying, the working break, get it going. So far the two pieces we have in terms of the kitchen would be to go to the refrigerator, think about how you want to organize it and just do it. Even if it's not the way it's going to end up being. I will tell you, I rearranged and rearranged for weeks before I found what fit, what worked well. No, that's too crowded there. Let me move this over here and rearranged. But once you get it, then you get in the habit of always putting things back in the right place. And you can find things real easily. And your family members can find things real easily. They're not always calling you to say, hey, I can't find the whatever. Where is it? And then you go there and you just like walk over and you hand it to them. You get them used to it always being in the same place. And I'm not mostly an organized person by nature, but I really am picky about my kitchen. So, okay. So in part three, we looked at my herbs, my spices, and my flavors. And you saw, I'm like a nut about this, right? Some people like to collect stamps and other people like to collect coins. And I like to collect spices and herbs and essential oils and flavorings. And I have fun organizing them. And I showed you a few ways to organize. And this is a close-up picture so you can see what I was showing you in the video. This blue thing is actually an ice cube tray, a silicone ice cube tray that I found at Target. They're little squares and they're relatively deep. So your herb bottles fit in them beautifully. These are the essential oils, the medicine flower. The ones with the flat tops are the ones that the essential oils, most of them have lids on them that say what they are. This particular one was a free one they sent me, Christmas Joy. It's not an edible one, but I just kept it there because we were squirting it around the kitchen at Christmas time. But I love, you saw it, Lazy Susans, right? Did I have Lazy Susans or what? I had Lazy Susans in all my closets in the kitchen because those deep corner units are practically useless. You stick stuff in there and 3 years later, like you're like Deborah who just found that shortening or whatever in her refrigerator, you find stuff back there and sometimes it's grown stuff on it and it's not really nice and attractive. So the Lazy Susans help you to utilize that. And there's lots of them at the Container Store. You just have to make sure you measure the opening of the door, like the corner unit, because you don't want to get one that's too big. And you don't want to get one that's too small either. So you saw on the one side, I had just big ones in the center. I had two different ones on two different shelves. But the other side, I found ones that fit side by side. So they were slightly smaller in diameter, but they were deep. And that's where I had all my herbs and spices. So these silicone ice cube trays are great for organizing the rotating spice rack. You saw how my spice rack moved around and I could see everything. I didn't have to reach back and wonder where the cumin really was. And then everything was clearly labeled. You see on my herbs, on the ones with the little dropper bottles, those are the medicine flower ones, I put little tabs. You see these little labels? And that says what they are. That way I don't have to pull the bottle out to take a look. It's right there along the top. On the essential oils, I generally put a little circular label at the top that says what they are. So at a glance, I can find what I'm looking for. And then in addition, I alphabetize. When I opened up my box of essential oils, you may not have noticed, but those were alphabetized because it's easy for us to go, oh, I want lime. So I'm going to look at the third shelf. I'm not going to have to read every single one. We're looking for time savers, right? We want to be able to create a meal in a hurry. We want to be able to have everything at our fingertips. So organized by category and alphabetized. So you saw my medicinal herbs you could even use in there if you wanted to. Your spices, powdered sea vegetables, flavors, essential oils. You saw how much sea vegetables I had in my pantry. And I really was inspired as I organized that this morning. I didn't really organize it. I went in and cleaned the shelves off so you didn't see all the dust. Because sometimes those things open and you get little flecks of green all over. So I basically, when I was doing that, I realized, oh, we need to do one of those healing kitchen shows on sea vegetables and just have fun in the kitchen with them. Because for so many people, it's such a mystery, isn't it? Oh, there's essential oil. So I'm going to look to see. That looks like there were a couple of oh, nice, Michaeline. I like this. Michaeline has a resource for labels. It's called Label Once by Jokari erasable and dishwasher safe. Whoa. And is that jokarierasable.com? Oh, cool. And Michaeline says she used some stacked drawers from the Container Store and put salad greens in plastic bags in the drawers versus the containers. That's a great idea. That's a great idea. And that would help if your fridge doesn't have as many big drawers like mine does. You can just have a container just sitting on the shelf in there. Great. Wonderful. Good job, guys. Love the sharing. Keep sharing. If you can get away with not having to buy jars, all the better. Although those mason jars are really inexpensive. I usually buy like 9 of them for about 12 of them for $9 at Walmart. And they have different sizes. So I like the big ones for lots of things, but they also have the 8-ounce, the 16-ounce, and those are even less expensive. So you can go and get them. I always recommend the wide mouth because it's easier to put stuff in and get stuff out. So I'm going to have you make a list of the supplies you need to get organized. And then set a date, maybe 2 hours or so, depending on the size of your kitchen, to help yourself to get everything into jars and get everything reorganized. And then let's look at the overflow part, and then we'll let you take a break to get going. And this is where I showed you, this wasn't exactly the overflow, but this is organized for success. So you remember I had those deep Lazy Susans, got those at the Container Store, and they're not cheap, but to me they were worth it because I was able to get 4 of them, and I was able to fit into 2 shelves in my cabinet what was overflowing and taking up a lot more space and was really hard to get at because those are really deep cabinets. So you can see my my mushroom powders, my Dong Quai, and as much as you can, if you can fill the jar and then empty the bag and cut the label off the original, then you know who it was from and what exactly it is, and you can see whatever little descriptions are on there. This is the box that I keep my essential oils in. This was just a wooden box. I think I got it for like $10 or $15 from doTERRA, who makes some of these essential oils I use. DrRitaMarie.com/go/doTERRA, I think. But you can see they're in alphabetical order, Anise, basil, can't read that one, bergamot, black pepper, cilantro, cinnamon, and on and on. So they're all in alphabetical order, making it easier. This is one sort of a Lazy Susan that you can get. We have these that were built in to our bottom cabinets. So we were really lucky. They're huge Lazy Susans. And on those, we're able to fit dishes and various kinds of cutters and things like that. Hey, and that's it. Well, Jokari is the brand available at Container Store and Amazon. Oh, I have to take a look at Container Store. I think I'm gift certificate for there. Leslie says, I don't have plastic containers, but I do have the Debbie Meyer green boxes. I assume they're safe. Any thoughts? And the green bags, from everything I've read, they do seem to be safe. They are made with inert stuff that's not going to get in your food, and they are supposed to preserve. So I'm not sure how they do that. The other thing I just recently bought, I actually bought it as a stocking stuffer for my husband for Christmas, but they were basically at our local co-op. They had reusable bags. So there were hemp bags, and some of them were made with flax. They were made of different materials. Some were net, and they were really actually labeled for the different kinds of vegetables. Oh, these are good for your hard vegetables. These are good for your softer things, so that you can take them to the store with you and fill them up. And then when you get home and you finish with the food, then you can take them back to the store with you. So as soon as they're empty, you can fill up your, you can put them back in your car. So it saves on all the plastic that's not reusable, and they're reusable. So I don't know what the really big difference is. And Beverly says canning jars can also be vacuum sealed with the food saver. But I don't do that because I usually just have enough to get me through. But I can imagine if you're like making a whole bunch of sauerkraut or something like that, a whole bunch of nut butter at the same time, and you wanted to make sure that it was preserved, that you could do that really well. And then my overflow area, you saw, I showed you one of my overflow areas. I didn't show you the other. My one overflow area was actually in my dining room. And I wanted to tell you a little bit of the story of how that came to be. Several years ago, when I first started ordering things in bulk, and I started to do more work with people in nutrition. Not that I didn't always work with them in nutrition, but getting really practical with teaching classes and all, we created a little store in the dining room. So when people came to classes at my house, then there was this whole area with all these shelves where they could buy the specialized equipment and foods that I was teaching them about. Well, that was before it got so easy to find these things, before Whole Foods would carry these things and the local health food stores carried them. But they were, you know, things like the sea vegetables and whole nuts and seeds and some of the herbs and things like that. So now it's much easier to get. And it was just really it wasn't at all profitable. In fact, we lost money on it because of inventory lost and all that. But it was just a lot of work to maintain. But so we still have that area, much smaller than it was, where we still have a lot of the herbs and spices, what we get, because we still buy in bulk. And we have a co-op locally where Karen Osborne runs it, and basically we decide what we need. If she's low on something or I'm low on something, we put it out to the co-op, say, who else needs this? And we all share the cost of getting it in big bulk at wholesale. So it's usually you can get things at 20% lower than you can on the internet, and also you save on shipping. And we do not do it for anybody outside of the area because none of us wants to be sitting around putting things in boxes and bags and shipping them out. But for local people, they come and pick them up at the co-op, or they meet Karen when she's over at Whole Foods or at the farmer's market, and it works out really well. My second overflow area is in my garage, and we actually have a second refrigerator out there, which was our old refrigerator before we got our beautiful new one, which is now about 4 or 5 years old. But the one that I showed you, which has all the beautiful drawers and the pullouts and everything like that. So the other overflow area where we keep the big, like we buy 10-pound bags of nuts at a time, we keep those in a freezer outside. And one of our neighbors was getting rid of a freezer, or I think it was his mom's or something, and she was moving. So they gave us this freezer. I don't know if they gave it to us or we paid very little for it, but it's a big freezer. And so we just put all of our bulk herbs and seeds and nuts and grains and everything else in there. So like I said, if there really truly were a natural disaster where we couldn't get access to stores and food, we would be in good shape, as long as we could get water. And in fact, we have a swimming pool, so we could easily get water from the swimming pool, because very quickly the chlorine would dissipate and we could use that and run it through a little camping filter. So we'd actually be in good shape. We'd be able to soak things and sprout things, and out of lots of nuts and seeds and dried foods that we could get away with. You know, of course, it's not the same as fresh, but boy, keeps you alive, doesn't it? So I'm going to go back and give you 3 assignments to do. And the first one is the refrigerator. So write this down. Refrigerator is 1. I want you to go in your refrigerator and just get started. You don't have to finish, but when you get started something, you're always enticed to go back and finish it. And just think about how you want to organize your refrigerator into sections or drawers and stuff. And just, even if you just decide where they're going to be and label, you can always go back later and move things around. So get as much of this done as you can. It will also give you enough time to grab something to eat as well. That would be the refrigerator. The next would be the pantry. Let me go back. So create a pantry plan. If you have a pantry, you know, if you have cupboards, decide there. But instead of just randomly throwing things on the shelves wherever they fit, decide where to put things. And again, label the shelves. That will begin the process. And then I want you to look at your calendar. I want you to find a spot where you have a couple of hours. It's probably going to take at least a couple of hours to do this. And to dedicate those couple of hours to getting the whole thing organized. It will be the best 2 hours you've ever spent. Look around. Look at how I organize things. Look at some of the recommendations here. I'm definitely wrote down, I'm going to get some of those Jocari erasable labels, because that's the biggest problem, is sometimes they wash off when they're in the washing machine, in the dishwasher, or after you've washed them. And if you're going to try to reuse it for the same thing, you have to put another label on because they get messed up, or they're not erasable, so you can't reuse them. You have to put another label over it if you decide to change what's in there. I'm excited about those. Thank you, Michaeline, for that resource. So make a list of what you think you might need. I got those little trays at Target. The Lazy Susans were at the Container Store. You can certainly find jars and other things like that at the Container Store or Walmart, the ball jars, the canning jars, and any kind of organizers. You may even just go make a trip over to Container Store if you have one, to just get an idea, get a sense of what's missing and how you can really consolidate. One of those rotating spice racks. They're not cheap, but It was well worth the investment compared to the way I used to get so, just couldn't find anything ever. And set a date, put it on your calendar. And then if you are going to be ordering things in, this may not apply, but if you are going to order things in bulk, decide where you want your overflow. Do you have an extra cupboard somewhere? Even one of those big boxes, we have some things like paper products in a big box and like a Rubbermaid box, and we just put them in there and keep that in the garage. That may be where you do your overflow. But just a place so that it's not so cluttered. If you've got a jar and it only holds 4 ounces of an herb and you've got another 4 ounce in the bag, find a place to put that as a spare so that it's not interfering with your day-to-day flow. And then begin to move things there to decrease the clutter in your main area. And Michaeline made the suggestion about some of the cleaning products. And if I can get the darn little thing going again In fact, actually, what I'm going to do is I'll bring some of the stuff up here and I'll just try to do it at my desk. Is some cleaning products. Because there's certain things, there's a lot of damaging, dangerous stuff in your cleaning products. And there's simple things like, you know, Mrs. Meyer's or Dr. Bronner's or some of the other natural generation or seventh generation that have cleaner cleaning products. And that would be really good to start to do in soaps and all that sort of stuff. So we'll spend a little bit of time, not that much, on that after we take a break. Reorganizing your refrigerator, your cupboard area, making a list of what you want to do, just kind of really thinking it through. Beverly says that the canning jars that you can vacuum them. Beverly, if you have a resource for the vacuuming, let me know. Let me know that what that is. Let us know so we can kind of look into that.
Copper, and you just set it on the jar with just a flat metal lid on it, and it sucks it down like it was canned in a canner.
Wow.
It takes all the oxygen out, and if you make like a dip or I've made raw mayonnaise, and it kept in the refrigerator for like a month fresh, like the day you made it. It was amazing.
Great. And then you reseal it every time you close it again?
Yeah, it's easy. You just hit a button and it does it automatically. You just set the bag. Yeah, you just set the adapter with this little hose. It just pulls right off. You can switch it from regular to wide mouth in an instant, and then you set that on top of your jar with its flat lid, and you can use little jelly size, the quart size. It doesn't matter what size jar you have. All the lids are either regular or wide.
Right, exactly.
So it'll fit right on top of that and suck all the air out. You can keep your teas fresh, your herbs fresh. Sucks out all the oxygen, and then the little it'll suck down, and then you have to be really careful when you open the edge of the lid, you know, not to be too rough with it, because you can reuse it as, you know, many times as you want, and you can buy these little packages of canning lids for, you know, when they're on sale for pretty good deals too, and that's what I do. So.
Great, thank you. Yeah, I've got that on my list, and I've got those erasable labels on my list, so super, thank you. Michaeline says that same attachment for the food saver is also great for speeding up marinating. Wow. Very cool. So you just put the stuff in that you're marinating and you suck the air out and it marinates it more quickly. That's great.
Container that's a big square, like baking dish size container, and you can lay slices of things in it, pour your marinade over, you put the lid on it, and you just use the hose with like to do the jars, but it attaches to this square, like, baking dish size container. Pretty cool.
Fantastic. That's great. Michaeline cautions that if you don't, storing things in garage, if you have cars in there that you don't want to do that, you want to be careful about the gas. I have a refrigerator in the garage, so it's sealed inside the refrigerator. But she's right about if you just want to put these boxes, you wouldn't want to put it in the garage with the cars. That's not good. And then Leslie wants to know what the shelf life of tea would be. We go through them so quickly, it's hard to say, but because they're preserved in the little tea bags, if that's what you mean, I've actually had some of those teas for years. And I think they're still okay. I think most dried herbs are probably good for 6 months to a year, but some of them, depending on how you store them, if you're really careful and you use airtight containers, you probably last longer. And I have had some that I've used much later than that. Teresa, I love sharing kitchen picks and tips. This is so fun. I will share a blog post I did a year ago. It's a peek inside my kitchen with tips. Thank you, Teresa. Wonderful. Teresa just shared that link.